Title: Edmund Quincy Autograph Letter Signed to Dolly Quincy, April 22, 1775, Boston, Massachusetts. Headed to Benjamin Church to be delivered to its recipient, but instead turned over to Thomas Gage by Dr. Church. From the Thomas Gage Papers, American Series, William L. Clements Library, the University of Michigan. Transcription: Boston, a garrisoned town, April 22, 1775. Dear Dolly, I've an opportunity, unexpected, by Dr. Church, just to tell you that I'm kept from my intended journey to Lexington and Lancaster by restraint of princes. Endeavors are rising to obtain an opening, but how soon? None know. It's the will of heaven that it should be thus. To his will, let us learn submission through all the changing scenes of a short, uncertain life. I may God we may all learn this profitable lesson, that we may be reaping the advantage at all times, especially in a time of sharp trials, to which we are in every state, more or less, liable. We are generally in good health, but as generally under great sorrow for the loss of so many humane lives Wednesday last. Pray the God of armies to restrain man from further attempts of a similar kind. Your brother and family propose removal to Providence if the gates are opened to us. Your trunk is here. If mine go, yours will also. I condole with Madame Hancock and you, under present and late circumstances of things. I hope to see you soon, if it please God. Interim recommending you to his protection, with all your near connections in his devoted town. I am with my sincere regards to Madame Hancock, Mr. Clark, and Lady, dear child, your affectionate father and friend, Edmund Quincy. Your sister Sewall is distressed with the view she has of things. I hope Mr. Hancock is well on his journey. You are happy in your being out of this town. Though the governor speaks fair, he is much troubled himself. Addressed to Miss Dolly Quincy in Lexington.